The International Criminal Court already has a substantial docket of cases involving atrocities committed in East Africa. Just this past Thursday, the court's chief prosecutor added Kenya to the list. But the ICC won't give every victim of violence their day in court. In fact, as NPR's Gwen Tompkins reports, many of the victims can only find justice in a song.
International Criminal Court prosecutor Luis Moreno Ocampo has asked the court's permission to investigate possible crimes against humanity in Kenya. Ethnic violence there following a presidential election killed more than 1,000 people last year and displaced hundreds of thousands. The International Criminal Court already has cases pending in Uganda, the Democratic Republic of Congo, and Sudan, where President Omar al-Bashir has been indicted for crimes against humanity in Darfur. Moreno Ocampo says that in Kenya, as in the other countries he's investigated, he will only prosecute the top decision makers, those responsible for the most egregious acts. The rest of the culprits, he says, are the responsibility of local governments. But for many victims in these countries, there will be no formal justice, no courts, no chance at compensation, and no opportunity to even say out loud what happened to them. Kenya and Uganda are neighbors in East Africa. And in northern Uganda, the Acholi people sing about what happened to them. We're hearing from Clipper Ogwang and his wife Sabina Lamino. They live outside the town of Kitgum. A militia called the Lord's Resistance Army spent more than 20 years terrorizing their community and others in the region, stealing children, enslaving them, forcing them to kill their parents and siblings. Many who were not stolen were brutalized. Militia members hacked off people's hands, their heads, their lips and ears. Is there any wonder that this song is titled, "What Abomination Has Befallen Our Homeland?" The Lord's Resistance Army decamped from northern Uganda 4 years ago. Its leader, Joseph Kony, is running from an International Criminal Court indictment. And the people left behind are still making peace with what happened to them. The Rafiki Boys are singers and percussionists who live in an area outside the town of Gulu. Many of them were born during the Troubles. In their song, titled Bitter Vegetables, they celebrate the joys that only peace can bring, taking long walks without fear of ambush, girls, spending time with friends, girls, and rekindling a culture that had all but disappeared. In the end, being able to sing these songs out loud comes as close to truth, justice, and reconciliation as many there will ever get. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News.
Listening to NPR News.